Second tekel, bikurim b'shnehei, tshumas maisa shavel bikurim b'shnei drachim, or tshumas b'shtei drachim. Tshumas maisa is similar to bikurim in two ways, and to tshuma in one way. Tshumas maisa is, after one takes off the tshuma, then he takes off maisa, which is a tenth, and a tenth of that tenth is tshumas maisa, which goes to the kohen. So, the similarities to bikurim is, it tells min ator al atome, shalom min amukar ki bikurim. You can take from Torah produce onto Tamei produce, and also Shalom and Amukav means that they don't have to be in the same, they don't have to be next to each other when you're taking off the Bikurim, it doesn't have to be next to the rest of the fruit, and when you're taking off Truma's Maiser, also doesn't have to be next to the rest of the fruit. Whereas Truma has to be taken off from when all the produce is together, and therefore you also cannot take from the Tamei Alha. Because we're concerned that since they have to be together, it may cause the, they may the tama the tzara apart. That is, yeah. So, voiceveris et agoyim, the entire, both trumas maitha, trumas maitha, let's say this sentence again, voiceveris et agoyim, yishloshir ki truma. The similarities of Trumas Maisa to Truma is that if you don't take it off, you're not allowed to eat the produce, whereas the Kurim you can. And it has a specific amount of 100th, a tenth of a tenth, not more than that, like Truma, but not like the Kurim, which you can make everything into the Kurim.